Mark Tribgubin, and greetings, beloved, in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, have you tasted and seen that the Lord is good? O, he is good, beloved. He is delightful and delicious. He brings joy and peace that the world knows nothing about. Well, this is Bob Griggs, and it's our privilege to come to you again today. And as we're approaching Thanksgiving, the time of year set aside to remind us of the blessings of the Lord God by one of our past presidents, I want to turn your attention for just a couple of broadcasts to the blessings of the Lord. We're going to move away from Romans chapter 5, where we've been studying, and we're going to take an attitude of gratitude. We're going to focus on being grateful and being thankful for the benefits and the blessings which are ours in Christ Jesus. The Word of God tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, beloved, give thanks. Through trials, troubles, difficulties, tribulations, you remember in Romans, we glory in tribulations. Yes, give thanks, even in tribulations. In everything, he says, give thanks, because this is God's will. Do you want to do the will of God? Then give thanks for the trials, for the trouble, for the difficulty, for the problems, for the heartache, for the sickness, for the illness. Give thanks, because God has a purpose. God has a reason. God is at work in it all, and he's using it for his honor, his glory, and his praise. So, beloved, in everything, he tells us, give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me, that we give thanks, that we praise God for what he's doing in and through whatever trial, whatever difficulty, whatever hardship, whatever problem we might be going through. Ephesians 5:20 tells us, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to always give thanks, beloved, unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see the Trinity there, beloved? God the Holy Spirit, God the Father, and God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we're to give thanks to the triune Godhead. How long's it been since you thank our Heavenly Father for the good things that he does? How long has it been since you thank the Holy Spirit for his work, for his indwelling presence, for his guidance, for his leadership, for his direction, for his deliverance from the power of sin and the power of darkness? Oh yes, beloved, we need to give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the triune Godhead. And whatsoever you do, Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by the Lord Jesus Christ. Here again we see the Trinity. Do you see it? Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do your work for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be concerned just about whether the boss is watching or not and whether you can goof off when he's not looking. You're working for Jesus, beloved. He's your boss, not just the employer. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one you're representing. He's the one you're working for. He's the one that you're being a testimony to by your words, by your actions, by your conduct, by your behavior, by the kind of job that you're doing. And so, beloved, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God. There's God the Holy Spirit and the Father, God the Father, by Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, there again, do you see the Trinity? Yes, God wants us to give thanks. Thanks to the Father for choosing us before the foundation of the world. For that's what we're told in John chapter 17, that God the Father chose us before the foundation of the world and gave we who are believers to the Lord Jesus Christ as His own. Yes, God the Father chose us. And so, beloved, do you thank Him for choosing you? Do you thank Him for loving you? For God is love. He's the source of real love. And the bountiful benefits and blessings that He bestows upon us every day come from His hand of love. Oh, beloved, thank our Father for His love. Thank the Holy Spirit for being willing to come into our spirit at salvation, to do the work of salvation. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. But it's the Holy Spirit of God who comes into our spirit to do the work of salvation. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's the Holy Spirit of God who moves into our heart at salvation. And He is the Spirit of Christ. Romans chapter 8 tells us, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. He's also the Spirit of God the Father. For we're told in John chapter 4, Jesus said, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so we see that God the Father, the Holy Spirit, represents the Father, and He represents the Lord Jesus Christ living in you and in me. And so, how wonderful that we're indwelt by the triune Godhead. So, beloved, we're to be thankful. Colossians 3:15, the latter part of the verse says, and be ye thankful. That's God's will, beloved. God's will for you and God's will for me. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, we're told, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Yes, always in prayer, we need to express gratitude and thanksgiving to God, for He's the one from whom all blessings flow. And so we should praise and thank Him for His benefits. And, beloved, we should enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, Psalm 100 and verse 4 tells us. Oh, yes, offer unto God thanksgiving, Psalm 50:14, the first part of that verse tells us. Offer unto God thanksgiving. How long's it been since you just went to the Lord to thank Him? And not to ask or request something, but just to thank Him for His benefits. I remember a missionary one time who was despondent, discouraged, and downhearted. He was going through a hard time of trouble, and he was, having such a heavy burden upon him. He was trying to pray, and he said it seemed like that the heavens were leaded over. It seemed like his prayer wasn't getting above the ceiling. And so he saw a motto on the wall that said, praise changes things. And so he got back down on his knees, and he began to count his blessings. He began to thank God for His benefits. He began to praise the Lord for the many good things the Lord had done for him, and to recount the blessings of the Lord and how the Lord had led him to that particular ministry, how the Lord had blessed him in the past in that ministry, how the Lord had used him to bring precious souls to himself. And he said as he began to praise the Lord, that heavy burden began to lift as he began to see the blessings of God and the benefits that were his, the many mercies that God had given to him. Oh, he said God's grace began to flood his soul, and he began to praise the Lord and said he had a glorious time of thanksgiving to the Lord. That therapy of thanksgiving, beloved, it worked, and it will work for you and for me. In everything, give thanks. It lifts our burdens. It makes us to realize the goodness of the Lord. It causes us to recognize how wonderful to have the Lord as our master, and that Satan is no longer our master, for Satan is a hard taskmaster, beloved. How good to know that our loving Lord, His yoke is easy, His burden is light. And so walk with the Lord today. Thank Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His benefits. Rejoice in the good blessings of the Lord. Have you stopped to consider the spiritual blessings that God loads us down with? The spiritual benefits which are ours. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, so that in times of great trial, in times of great trouble, we can allow the peace of God to rule and reign. We can determine not to lean to our own understanding, not to try to figure out what we're going through, but to praise the Lord for His love, to praise Him for His faithfulness, to tell Him we know that He loves us, and we know He cares for us, and He knows that somehow He's going to work this trial out for our good and for His glory. And, oh, beloved, it will help lift the burden. It will help lift the difficulty. It will help bring peace into your troubled soul. And it will, oh, it will help rejoice, cause you to rejoice in the good blessings of the Lord. Saying unto the Lord with thanksgiving, Psalm 147, 7a says, saying unto the Lord with thanksgiving, let the joy of the Lord flood your soul and spirit, and then sing praises unto the Lord. Lift up your voice in praise to the Lord, and from your heart make praises unto the Lord. Glory in His holy name. Rejoice in His blessings, in His benefits, in His goodness. For the Lord is good and greatly to be praised. Oh, beloved, rejoice in the Lord. And next time, we'll look forward to talking to you again. Till then, goodbye.